Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And Brown Sugar wants to sing a song for you. You ready to sing that song? Sing that song.
Here you go.
Here you go. No? Okay. All right. We want to hear from you, at least. You're not going to sing the song. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you want Brown Sugar to sing, you can email us your request, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, and requests for Brown Sugar to sing her song.
I sing song.
No.
No, thank you.
All right. I'm sorry. I got fear of a black hat in my head for some reason. Mm. All right. Social media, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into the Facebook group. Myself or Mr. J will answer the call and throw you in the group. Once again, myself and Mr. J will answer the call and throw you in the group. And anywhere you see Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. You can follow us on Blog Talk. And also, for the added bonus, at the end of the show, you can go to smoothdrama.com, and we are in the chat room there after the show, the last 10 minutes. Well, the 10 minutes after the show.
For 10 minutes.
Yes, for 10 minutes.
So after the show, we're on for 10 minutes.
Yes, that part. All right. So speaking of which, shout out to the people in China that's listening. I hope we can't get the virus from them.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
You would have gotten it last week or the week after that. The virus has been around for a minute, so.
Yeah, it's been around for years, actually.
Yeah, but though it's, yeah, not like this, though, not to this magnitude.
Yeah, I guess.
They're saying it's a different strain.
It's a different strain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's on the back of Lysol cans that they say that it kills, but the strain is different. So, I don't know.
So, basically, all I need is some Lysol.
I don't know. I bought 2 cans. Just in case.
So, yes, you can buy Lysol. Just please don't go down to Chinatown, San Francisco, and start spraying Asian people with Lysol.
Please, I'm spraying everybody. Nobody is above spraying.
So you just gonna just walk up to folks?
I'm not walking up. I'm spraying it in front of me, or behind me, or on the sides. I'm doing like a halo. That's what my grandmother used to do.
You just gonna walk around spraying?
Yeah, my grandmother my great grandmother. We came in the house. She sprayed us, crowned the feet. We had to count to 10, then we can go into our house, take our shoes off, and go into the house. She was never sick.
I mean, my grandma did everything with bleach, so.
Was she sick?
No.
Oh,
raised 12 kids, didn't want nobody to get sick.
Well, she couldn't afford to be sick, so.
Right. She put a little bleach in everything.
Yeah.
White clothes, colored clothes.
Oh, see.
It was bleach everywhere.
Yeah.
I still do that to this day. It's like, I can't do nothing without bleach. It's weird.
But
I rarely get sick. The last time I was sick was actually when I got the flu shot. Because they said I had to have the flu shot to go in San Diego State. And so I took the shot, and a week later I got the damn flu.
Yeah, you got a different strain of the flu, though, from what they say. And they say the flu doesn't make you, the flu shot doesn't make you sick, but that's bull, too, because how come everybody gets sick?
Right.
Yeah, I can't take the flu shot. So.
One of my coworkers almost died. She went and got the damn flu shot and got the flu and was out for a month.
Oh, my goodness.
She was in in the emergency room. It was crazy.
That's
crazy. I'm like,
that is
yeah.
crazy. Yeah.
Because they're talking about somebody has a, they're working on a antidote, but.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm a pass. Yeah, I'll take my chances. Speaking of taking your chances, according to the CDC, they did a survey. They said 4 in 10 adults are obese, and nearly 1 in 10 is severely so.
I'm obese.
You're obese?
Yeah.
Are you morbidly obese?
I don't know if I'm morbidly obese, but if you go by my height and my weight are not what they should be.
Okay, so what?
I'm obese. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing about, I'll say how tall I am, so I'm about 5'3", 5'4", but I look at it as overweight. I guess, but it's like by whose standards? All
right. So I remember I was in San Diego, and they had one of them machines in the mall.
Yeah,
right?
The GNC. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on the machine. I throw my quarter in. I'm like, I mean, and it was like right.
Yeah, because you get excited.
No, I had started working out, I was in like I was in great shape. I was like working out like 4 or 5 days a week. I was like, I had muscles.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was
cut.
I was cut. I was like, yeah. So I got on there and it said I was fat.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, you're 20 pounds over.
Yeah, that's supposed to scare you to go into GNC and start buying their supplements.
Yeah, but I was disappointed. I was like, well, damn, I'm in great shape. And you say I'm fat. I don't know, because I wonder, I mean, I understand, I mean, the American people's diet is, it's quite horrible.
Yeah.
For some people.
I think they don't use it, I don't know if they do for your age, though, because, like, the weight I know that I'm supposed to be, I haven't been that weight since I was in high school. I don't even think that's attainable for my age now. I mean... 110. Yeah, 110 pounds. Well, I wouldn't even want to be that tiny.
Tiny. Yeah, that just seems like if you like you're in the south and there's a hurricane.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
What happens? She stepped outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't even imagine being 110 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not big already, so.
You start thinking like middle schoolers.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I haven't.
That's the size of a 6th or 7th grader.
Exactly.
All
right. So I guess that's the size I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Instead of being smarter than a 5th grader, who's bigger than a 6th grader?
Yeah.
Like that's on your show. Speaking of diet, though, there was a woman who was, she was seeking a liver transplant. And she was, she's denied in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh School of Medicine and Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
They tested her. They tested her urine and they discovered the presence of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I ain't been drinking. And they are saying, yeah, you were. And so because excessive liver
damage
comes from drinking,
and then if
right?
they tested her urine or whatever, then, yeah.
Right. So she said, I'm not an alcoholic. And so the doctors discovered that her bladder was producing alcohol on its own.
Ooh. So it was fermenting, whatever she has.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she... It says that she suffered from a urinary auto-brewery syndrome, which caused her bladder to make alcohol. So basically, she was pissing moonshine.
Wow. I wonder, was she under the influence ever?
No. So what it says is it didn't show up in her blood. And her urine had no sign of ethyl glucuronide or ethyl sulfate.
Yeah.
which, you know, are two chemicals produced when you metabolize alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But her urine had a lot of sugar and yeast. And so they call it uncontrolled diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's possible then.
Yeah. So they call it urinary autoimmune syndrome.
That's weird.
Yeah. So literally her piss.
But she doesn't show any signs of alcohol though.
No, it's not in her blood. It's in her urine.
Okay.
So it's a special because she had a lot of sugar and yeast, which goes back to what we were talking about when we were talking about the diet.
Yeah.
Right?
Hmm.
Crazy.
So her and her liver. So I wonder what they can do about her liver, though.
Well, I mean, she gets a liver transplant, but it's her diet that is ruining her liver.
Oh, so she has to change her diet. It just doesn't do that on its own.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because that's why her liver is not able to clean, because it's being inundated by the yeast and the sugar in her diet. So whatever the hell she's eating, you got to stop it. Oh, by the way, for all the people who are avoiding San Francisco, Chinatown, and avoiding downtown, what is it, Koreatown?
No, in Oakland?
Yeah.
No, it's Chinatown in Oakland.
Chinatown in Oakland. It's kind of funny because there's nobody going, nobody wants to be around Asians because
I know nobody's eating the food. Yeah. I know nobody's eating the food.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny. But it's not funny at the same time because it's like, so you wonder, like, all right, China, y'all wanna challenge us for number one, so we gonna put this coronavirus stuff out there, and so now Asians all over is just gonna suffer.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna guess that all the Asian eateries
are
kind of
empty.
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
Yeah. I mean,
people were already being skeptical because of the whole cat thing, you know, or other animals. You know, that was becoming, people were, you know, started to stop saying that it was a myth and that it was true. Because, you know, that's been a myth for
years.
Well,
yeah, cats and rats.
Yeah, but people are, like, starting to believe that it's true.
Well, I mean, so we know the meat looks different.
Their
chicken doesn't look like everybody else's chicken.
No, it's a little more browner, and the what is that? The cut, instead of going down, I think it goes like across.
Look, whatever. Yeah. I just know that it was gristly, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's a weird cut of meat.
Yeah, it is.
So, I like, if I'm eating the Asian cuisine, I'm just all noodles
and vegetables
and vegetarian egg rolls. Like, I just can't do that other stuff. Cause,
well,
I don't know. I just don't like the meat, and even if it's chicken, it's, I don't know.
It's a weird chicken.
Yeah, it's like
it's like a different
it's like
breed of chicken.
Herniated butt meat.
Oh, okay, man.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just,
I mean, I don't know either. I know it does look different, and you know the color looks different, the texture is different, but I don't. It's sad that people are afraid, but it's kind of like, what do you expect people to do? They want to protect themselves. Like, who's gonna go into any place where there's a possible, you know, health risk? Who's going to go to that place? And, you know, people are saying that it's racist or whatever, but I don't think so.
No, I mean, I think that if it was Irish.
Yeah, if it was Italian, maybe, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think No, because people don't, there, I don't know, there's no little Italy, so, you know what I'm saying?
Well, not
like
not
most
here.
Of the stuff, yeah, that's
not
what I'm
here.
Saying, not here.
Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I don't think that it's a coincidence.
That what? That
is, you know, it's
the
targeting.
The coronavirus is here like it is?
Well, no, that is targeting Asian communities. Because that's where it's really targeted. I know there are cases that are isolated. I mean, they're saying there are up to 8,000 cases in the United States. And the stock market is falling.
Yeah. I mean, because nothing can be shipped out. Nothing can come in. So.
Right.
In Japan, they're closing schools.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how is it a conspiracy if, I mean, and that's the thing, like we were talking earlier about how you don't know where it's coming from. So I guess what I've heard is that it came from bat soup. I don't know if that's true. And then it came from men that work in the chicken places in Asia, then peeing in the chicken's mouth. I don't know if that's true either.
See.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how would you know?
Wow. You said, and I quote, bat soup.
Yeah.
First.
I mean.
And then second, peeing in the chicken's mouth.
Yeah.
So you're like holding the chicken's little mouth open.
Yeah, the man has the, it's a video out there.
There's a video.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look it up.
Okay. I'll send it to you, but no.
No.
And see, that's why I don't send those types of things out. I shouldn't have looked at it myself.
So basically,
you want to see,
so let me see. You got dudes holding a chicken's mouth.
It's a man
open.
With a chicken to his penis. He's not holding it open. He just has a chicken to his penis. You can't see his penis because it's in the chicken's mouth.
All right. So, yeah.
So I don't necessarily know what the man is doing. I know I could read subtitles, and I didn't look at the whole video because it was really gross.
Yeah, okay.
And it didn't sit well with my spirit.
We just gonna Diana Ross. Stop. In the name of love.
We can talk about it. We don't have
before
to.
You break my heart.
My heart's already broken.
Yes, well, mine is shattered now. Cause that,
you didn't see the video.
I won't. I won't be looking. We going to go on break now. This is, this is Rhapsody. Whoopee.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. They gon' make a sister act up. Turn my attitude back up. Get it back, get it back, get it back. Put some money up. Call the girls up for backup.
Is this all you got?
all you got? Is this all you got? I'm chill, peace, peace, chill, but y'all still talking crazy. Crazy. Don't get my good vibes confused. I go West Coast rage. Right. Lord, your money, God, Lord, your money might need by your old lady. David. David. I don't know what y'all thought it was, but I show you better than I said. You make a good to act out. Act out. You about to hear my big mouth. Big mouth. Don't make me get the trap out. Got me laughing, laughing out loud. Out loud. Laughing out loud. Out loud.
Sugar. That was Rhapsody. Whoopee.
I like that.
Yeah, I figured
that.
You would.
Yeah.
347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Actually, that is a slamming ass album. And it's a whole album where she does every song is dedicated to a prominent woman of color.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. It's a great album. Anyway, so hip hop aside, we gotta go in now. It's dumbass of the week time. Yeah. All right. So I was in L.A. for training about a decade and a half ago, right? And L.A. is a trip. One, because every morning we're watching the news, getting ready for work. And there's a fool who is in the chase from the police.
Oh yeah, the high speed chase.
Yeah.
That's like a TV show in LA.
Yeah, but it's like it was like every day.
Yeah.
But if you've ever been to LA, it's like, where are you going?
I don't know.
Was he
a bank robber?
No.
Because you know there's a bank robbed in LA like every something second. So.
I get that, but see what I'm talking about is the traffic.
Yeah.
Is like, so people complain sometimes Bay Area, oh, you got traffic.
Yeah, because we're not used to it.
Yeah, but you can move in your traffic.
True, but we're not used to it.
Yeah.
But we don't like it.
Yeah, but LA is like it's a whole hour just to get a couple miles.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm like, where you gonna go? Cause it's like first they're on the freeway, trying to run. They're all on the sides, and then they like sliding off, and they have to get off the freeway, and they're trying to go through the streets. They're like going through yards,
going down alleyways.
Yeah, it was like every day.
Yeah,
I'm like, y'all stupid. There's no, it's not like it's a high speed chase. It's like you going like 25, 30 to get away.
Well, yeah, because I can't move.
Right. So there's this dumbass who stole a hearse with a body inside.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
I mean, first,
what did he steal the hearse for?
Exactly.
He must have been on drugs.
I'm going to guess drugs has something to do with it.
Maybe just a little bit.
James Juarez, you dumb ass. He stole it. And tried to get away on the freeway in a hearse.
Yeah, those aren't like fast, drivable cars. Anyway,
no. See, this is where the Fast and the Furious movies run like number 14 now.
Yeah, that's where they kind of trick you into thinking.
Yeah. Oh,
Let me get this hearse and let's just drive. I can get by the police.
I can
bust this you and bend this corner.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it in the movie, right? So it can happen. Like, no, you and fucking hearse.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Do they even have, like, their speedometers? Do they even go to, like, 100? I wonder.
You can't go to 100 in L.A. anyway.
I'm just wondering, though. I never thought about it until now. Like, can a hearse even go to 100?
I don't know anybody who would try to do it. And if you're out there trying to do it, good for you. God bless you. Right?
And now you're going to get somebody.
I ain't getting nobody nothing.
I'm going to go take the challenge.
Okay, well.
That's going to be the new challenge.
Good luck if you're out there and you want to, in a hearse.
Okay.
You want to get away from the police.
Or just see if it goes to 100. Can you have the pedal go to the metal?
Okay. That sounds like turtle racing, right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to get my... Because I actually saw that. People had turtles racing.
Yeah.
And I just looked. I shot all of them in their ankles with my eyes. God. Like, why?
You're no fun.
What, turtle race? Look.
Yes.
Okay, and I want to race a hearse. I want to see if a hearse...
You don't have to race the hearse. You just want to see how fast it goes. You don't have to race against anyone, though.
But why?
Because I'm curious to see how fast it can go.
All right. So we're going to move on now. We're going to let this one go. Cause that... All right. So... All right. So St. Louis County... they voted to ban violent offenders.
What you mean ban them? Like they can't be in the county?
No, you can't carry a concealed gun.
Oh, okay.
And so all the women voted yes. The three men on the council voted no.
Yeah, I could see that. Because it's probably men that have the domestic violence charges against them more so than women.
Okay. But
no? Am I
Yeah, but I'm just gonna say this. Where is it a good idea to have people who beat up on people able to carry a gun?
It's not, but it's men feel like it's their right to be able to do that, especially men of the lighter hue. That is the right to bear arms. So even if you are a convicted domestic violence, you've been convicted of, any kind of violence, it's still your right to bear arms, right? That's one of the amendments.
I'm just saying. Councilman Tim Fitch said at the meeting that the bill would take a federal felony charge and make it an ordinary violation or essentially a ticket.
What?
Yeah, he's really dumb. So the fact that we're talking about domestic abusers. I mean, because to me, a man or a woman that would beat on the other shouldn't get a gun.
No, they shouldn't. But if you're a felon, you're not supposed to be carrying a gun anyway.
Well, I mean, basically, they're just saying they should have the right to carry a gun.
Even if they're convicted felons. Are they saying that, or are they just saying domestic violence?
Yeah, he's just trying to make a stupid point.
Yeah, because it's their right to bear arms. And, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you know, it's going to be more men that are domestic violence, have been prosecuted, than women.
Yeah.
I'm not saying women aren't, you know.
Yeah.
But they're just not prosecuted like men are. So. Or men do not call the police on women.
Yeah, well, in some cases they should. Like in this case that's coming up here. I hate her of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. We had a situation. In Florida, a woman zipped her man in a suitcase.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing I've ever read. And he died, and they were playing hide and seek, and I'm like, wait.
No.
What?
She said they were playing hide and seek.
Yeah, and so then my question is, how was it a game? So she was supposed to find him, but yet she zipped him in the suitcase? So,
mm-mm.
I don't understand. Like, how does, because hide and seek usually goes one person hides, another person finds him.
No. See?
No?
What happened was this.
Okay.
So, oh, Boomy Boom is her name.
Boomy Boom?
The police recovered video where in the affidavit, it said, she said to Torres, "For everything you've done to me, fuck you, stupid." He repeatedly called out her name and told her, "I can't fucking breathe, seriously." And when he said that, she said, and I quote, "That's what I feel like when you cheat on me. You should probably shut the fuck up." On video.
Wow. So she videotaped herself too?
See.
Wow.
Never underestimate the stupidity of people.
I think it's the Florida water.
Yeah, it's the Florida waters. I mean, we are talking about people are able to make alcohol out of their urine. So maybe.
But this is a different lady, though.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she's doing it, too, and she's drinking her urine, and it's strong, it's concentrated, and boom.
I think this was a crime of passion.
That's what we calling it?
Well, that's what they're... Anytime someone dies, and you're in the heat, and you're mad because they cheated on you, or, you know, it's a lover's quarrel, it's called a crime of passion.
Mm. All right. Oh, it's stupid fashion.
Yeah, she was dumb. I'm not saying she's, you know.
Yeah.
Right in any of it.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't right.
I just don't understand how she came up with that story, though. Like, we're playing hide and seek. You hide, and I have to find you, but I'm going to zip you in the hiding place.
So... they're not smart.
That's what you do with little kids, though.
I mean, but they're not smart, right?
No.
I mean, one dude got in the suitcase.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that wasn't
he got in the suitcase. So, that right there.
They had to both be drinking.
Right, of course they were drinking.
Or drugs.
And so, she trapped him in there, and she's like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you're in there. You should shut up. He's like, I can't breathe. Well, ha, 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 guess what? You in there.
You'll never cheat on me again.
And she went upstairs and went to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hater of the week.
Mm.
But when we talk about hate, I want to talk about bad parenting for a minute. You know, bad parenting don't get the due that it deserves.
You're right.
Bad parenting don't get the due that it deserves. So, for example, There's a middle school in Utah where they're having a Valentine's Day dance. According to the rule at the school, it requires kids to dance with anyone who asks.
Mm-hmm.
That's some supreme bullshit right there.
It is, but I understand. You know, all these new, I don't know. It's too much. I can't talk about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about it for you.
Okay.
So, you have a situation where I have to dance with somebody I don't want to dance with. I mean, so, one, you don't have to have game. Two, your skill level, your coping mechanisms, all that, they don't exist. I mean, because we already have enabled, hey, you get a trophy for last place. You don't feel no pain, nothing.
You get a trophy for participating.
No, same thing.
Participating, that's all different. Right.
Yeah, okay. So, look, sometimes the hurt, and you want to go and you want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But we soft ass. But I digress. This right here is the epitome of cotton candy skin. This soft. Because I say, hey, brown sugar, would you like to dance? No. No, what you mean? You're supposed to dance with me. I asked you.
Okay, is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's a rule by the school. You have to dance with her. Now, you don't want to dance with her. You don't like this fool. I mean, because basically, you got to remember, it's middle school, right?
Yeah.
So, you could say at some point, there may be at the height of their evil,
sure.
The beginning of their evil. So, it's like, there's a dude that pick on you.
And then he wants to dance.
Talk trash, but I'm going to dance with you. I know you don't want to dance with me.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You're going to have to dance with me.
Yeah.
Because that's the rule. That's the law.
And I'm going to torment you the whole
exactly,
time.
Exactly. The whole time. I'm going to do all kinds of stupid stuff. I'm going to burp in your face, all that. And I'm going to make sure I have some onion and some garlic and everything. I mean, because this is how some of these folks is made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I get the spirit of the rule.
Yes.
Get the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's punk-ass rule.
Yeah.
And it enables punk-ass parenting.
True.
You know, punk-ass parenting. Where you don't even have to parent your kid. Your kid don't have to come home talk about, I've got a crush on somebody, da-da-da-da-da-da.
And they don't like me.
And you parent them, and
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Kind of happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or hey, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All that thrown out the window. You don't even have to work on it.
No.
Just ask her. She ain't got no choice.
I'm surprised. So now that I think about it, with all the whole Me Too thing, that they would do that.
It's Utah.
Oh, well, they're Mormon, so they polygamy and.
Well, I'm just saying that women,
their male female relationships are viewed differently.
Yeah, the women don't necessarily have the right to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. So it's kind of funny, and you know another thing, and we'll start and we'll go into. We're going to do this in the second part after the break. There was the Orlando girl, 6-year-old, that they called the police because she was hitting the teacher, hitting administrators,
mm-hmm.
cussing them out, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, anybody knows anything about the school system, you can't do anything to a kid.
No, you can't.
Spit on you, all that
yes,
other stuff.
Yes, they do. They'll call you out of your name.
Right.
They'll even tell you you can't do anything.
Right. Well, they called the police on her little badass. And, you know, folks was going crazy. I'm like reading the comments. And so you can tell there are two different types of people. There's the people who have never worked with a kid, they have no, they don't understand that kids need rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the real people who are regular and understand that, hey, kids need rules. And so I am not going to say I'm a proponent for calling the cops on the kid.
Yeah.
But, hey, if you're going to force with your punk-ass parenting people into these situations, this is the result.
I agree. That's the cause and effect of it.
Right. I mean, so I can't discipline your kid. Guess what? You got to call somebody who will if your kid is going to be over the top.
Yeah.
So she's crying in the video. And, but why did they call the police?
True. Why didn't they call the parent first, though?
Oh, you know, these punk-ass parents say, hey. Because a lot of times the parents would say, hey, you're not supporting my child correctly.
True. I agree, yeah. Yeah,
so
I've heard that before.
That you hear that all, you're not supporting my child correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then when they're asked, how would you like your child to be supported? They have no clue.
Of course.
Because they don't know either. They don't know how to support their own child.
So yeah, I mean, I'm a proponent of, hey, yeah, send their ass home. Nope. Mm-hmm. If they can't act right here, I'm sending their ass back home to you.
Yeah.
Guess what? You'll get tired of having to deal with your badass kid.
Like, or you lose your job if you're working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of them, even if they are working, they'll be going back and forth blaming school and whatnot. It's like, mm-hmm. no. Till your kids stop being badass, you can't teach them no manners. They can't be here.
Yeah.
So it forced the parent to not be a punk-ass parent. Be a real parent.
Hmm.
That was my public service announcement.
PSA.
Stop being a punk ass parent. A pap. Anyway. Stop being a pap. Anyway, we're going to go on break. This is Anderson Pack. Come on. Well, come down.
Y'all niggas got me hot.
Don't cry, just stay away.
Your host, Mr. F the N word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Anderson Pop. Come down.
I like that one too.
347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, the call in number is 347-826-7435.
All right.
It's that time.
What time is it?
I normally say game time, but that's 2 days from now. It's Groundhog Day time.
Okay.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day. A politician saying one thing and going back on it.
Are you serious?
No.
OMG. Who has ever heard such a thing?
It's impossible to think about, right?
I would never believe it if you hadn't said it.
You know, that's because it's hard to believe that a politician would actually go back on their word. It's really, really hard. It's really rare, right?
Yeah. That must be a horrible politician.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
You know, she had my vote for a minute. It was like, so I started off with Wayne from Florida.
Where is Wayne?
Wayne Messing. He had to drop out.
Yeah, but where is he now?
He's still in Florida.
Okay.
So, I mean, he said get rid of student loans. He had my vote. Then Elizabeth Warren was like, hey, you know what? $50,000. We just give everybody $50,000 toward their student loan. I was like, I'm with Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Bernie was like, shit, we just get rid of all of it. And I was like, now Bernie's got my vote.
Yeah.
I'm very transparent.
Bandwagon.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean,
yeah, when it comes to politics, I mean.
Yeah, it's who's going to give me what I want?
Yeah, you can't pick a side and stay on it. You got to, you know.
You
got to
stick and move.
Yeah.
You got to stick and move.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth Warren said, nah, I don't support that super PAC because super PACs represent conglomerates. Super PACs represent corporations and lobbyists. And I'm not going to take money from them.
Okay.
Yep. She said that last year.
Now she changed her
mind. Yeah, that was still last year. Yeah, she's like, well, you know, I'm not necessarily against it.
I need that money.
Pretty much, that's what she's saying.
Who's ever going to run me my cash?
Right.
I am with you.
Right, because I'm not in first place no more, so.
Yeah, now I got to hustle.
Yeah, Bernie's out here kicking my ass now.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
No. Come on, Super PAC, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Who wants to pay me? I'll pass whatever the hell you want. not that she would do that, but I'm just saying.
Isn't that what politics is all about, though, Eddie?
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, when you put it out there.
Yeah, that's true.
When you put it out there, I mean, she said it. But, I mean, it's par for the course because nowadays politicians can be uber corrupt, right?
Yeah.
You can't just be corrupt. You could be uber corrupt.
And it'd be all out there on the platform for everybody to see.
Right. And say, you know what? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because y'all don't care.
No.
So, I don't care.
Here's my mess.
Here it is.
Lay in it and enjoy.
Taste it.
Taste it.
Just taste it. Just mix it all up in your soda. So, it's like that lean, right? You get some cough medicine, Then you get the alcohol and the soda, and you mix all that shit up, and it'll kill you.
How do you know how to make lean?
They talk about it on TV.
Oh, I didn't know that until just right now.
Yeah.
Just told me. I had no clue.
Yeah.
I knew it was cough medicine, but I didn't know what else was in it.
I mean, it became a serious issue when I remember I was in San Diego, and I was trying to get some cough medicine from my son. And
they were like, your ID, it was locked up.
But yeah, it was like there wasn't any cough. I'm like, there's no cough medicine. They bind it up because they were sending it to Texas because these fools was doing that lean.
Yeah, I knew about that. I mean, I knew because, you know, naturally, like, everything here was locked up and you needed ID. But I didn't know, like, how you made it.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah,
you know.
It's really stupid. It's really stupid.
I don't know, because I know I would be asleep. All of that would put me to sleep. So.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't understand how they function.
It literally was putting people to sleep.
Yeah.
Where they would die, so that kind of sleep.
Mm.
So it's a different kind of sleep, right? A different kind of sleep. Speaking of sleep, so Attorney General William Barr. He called for a pushback against anti-cop attitudes. He came out in support of the police, calling for Americans to respect cops, and said resisting police is not acceptable. I'm like, you had to be talking to some white people, right?
Or people who don't get in trouble by the police?
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't have much experience with police, but I know if I did, I'm probably not going to go peacefully just because that's not in my nature.
No, I mean,
I have a job.
We know that if the police come for black folks, it's not good.
No.
We're not resisting arrest. We're trying to stay as far away from the police as possible.
Yes.
So I know it's not a lot of black folks, because you see there's some videos, and I know some people have a hard time believing this. They think we're embellishing. But, you know, there's videos where you see white people, they're going back and forth with the police. It's an argument.
Yeah.
We know the argument ends up with the gunshot.
Possibly, yes. More than likely, yes.
Well, I mean, we've got a long history of proof that arguing with the police means that you want to get beat or shot.
Yes, I agree.
We don't have that leeway. What I do wrong, officer?
Yeah, we don't get to tussle.
Right. there's no verbal tussling. You just, I have my hand, look, getting my wallet. There. Let's just write this ticket and get it over with. That's the positive scenario. The positive scenario is getting a ticket that you don't want to pay.
That you get to drive away from.
Yeah. That's the positive.
I would hope that all black people would hope to get the positive.
Well, that was my last moving violation. Me and my son, we're going to the fair. He's leaned down in the seat. We're in the carpool lane. Police pulls us over. Like, you're in the carpool lane, and he sees my son. And I'm like, it's two of us.
Yeah.
He just was slouched down.
Yeah.
You didn't see him, so. But he's like, yeah, well, you know, you crossed into the carpool lane illegally. No, I didn't. And he wrote the ticket.
Yeah.
I fought it. He didn't show up. But the point was.
Well, you get to live to tell the story.
Well, I got to live to tell. I'm here. Hi. I'm here. So anti-cop attitude, he says zero tolerance. I'm like, Yeah, you're not talking to us. We're not resisting arrest.
No.
I mean, normally if we're getting shot, it's running away. It was 8-on-1.
Well, that's resisting arrest, though.
Yeah, trying not to die.
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, yeah. But that's not resisting arrest. That's like,
want to live. Right. But what I'm saying is they look at it as you resisting an arrest. That's their viewpoint. That's not yours or theirs, whoever is running.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, though.
No, I understand what you're saying. I really do.
Yeah. I thought it was amazing when I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have the anti-lynching bill was passed. Lynching is now a hate crime.
I just can't understand when it never, I don't know, like, when was it ever legal? Was it legal to lynch?
Apparently, we had to have a whole law. It's a federal hate crime now. Yep, it's the Emmett Till bill.
65 years after. They didn't even, like, talk about, what was his name, Bird? Or was it Earl Bird?
Shit, who haven't they talked to me?
No, I'm just saying something that's more current than Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what the
I mean, because I would think, like, maybe in Emmett Till, you know, in that time, it wasn't necessarily looked as a hate crime, but even in the 90s, there was a man that was hanged and dragged. And
so, the 90s to 2000.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that was a national case. We don't hear about it as much. Nothing is national now is what I'm saying. There's countless, I'm sure there's countless.
Yeah, just the police just show up and shoot you.
Yeah.
Or choke you out for being the DVD man.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So, it passed 410-4. So there were 4 people who thought, you know what? We don't need no anti-lynching bill. Lynching is all right. 4 people thought that lynching was all right. So it's kind of funny. When you think about that for a second, it's one of those things. It's sort of like when we talk about the domestic violence bill earlier. There were people who voted against that, like, you know, that violence is no good.
No, violence is great. Let's all just be violent.
Yeah, so Don Byrd, yeah, he was dragged
from
a car. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what we're talking about here. Just lynching. It you would think that'd just be unanimous, right?
Because what if I want to go and lynch somebody later on?
Yeah.
If I'm of the lighter hue and I'm a male, or I might have family that does lynchings.
Well, I mean, that is consideration.
So, I don't want to pass the law because I don't want them to get in trouble.
Well, there.
So, you think that was their motivation?
I think hate is their motivation.
Okay.
Just hate. All
right. Yeah. Well, it was passed, so now you can't lynch people no more. It's federal hate crime. Now, obviously, you have to prove that they were lynched.
I was going
to
say, or who did the lynching. So.
Yeah.
Now, will people ever be brought to justice because of that? Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Kind of late, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even if it wasn't a federal hate crime, just it being a crime in general, right, should be enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some people.
Okay.
And on that note, that's our show. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.